love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Well, that's interesting. That hasn't happened in a while. And the timing of it being tomorrow's our anniversary, that's interesting. Well, you know, what can I say? Just for reference, I've been really concerned about my error rate with software development and going off in some tangents that have been costly, both in mistakes, in design mistakes, bugs that are introduced, and then, of course, distractions for years. You know, for example, the gas pump project, doing other things in order to, you know, do the trivia stuff of eating. But I've been, you know, the last many months working, and I misstepped that really cost me probably 2 months. But the good news is, found the issue. I believe machines have been, I have three machines running with the new stuff all day, and it's been stable. So I'm hoping to get back, because I'm running out of time. I'm going to try to do what I said I was going to do yesterday and be short. One is, I have noticed, just like my wife's email or voicemail being full, Jack's email is full, has been full for several days, so I don't know what that means. You know, it could be he walked away from that account long ago and now it's just simply filled up. I don't know. It's just my son. Why would I be able to communicate with any of my sons? All right? I'm only the dad. And by the way, the penetration test attempts on Kozlowski.org continues the same rate. We're comfortably past 100,000 attempts now. Comfortably past that. But anyway. Yesterday I gave you a link to because I mentioned George in the process. I mentioned, because he asked me once for a tie, I sent him a picture. This is the picture I sent was June 4th of 2018. There was some subsequent voicemails because, you know, and I have to remember it, but apparently, you know, I did send the tie once and it came back. So there was all those things, but I listened to, because this was back when the voicemails were just audio, I listened to the August 7th and 10th voicemail of 2018. The August 7th, I have to research this again, because I have to remember the documentation of this. I said I was reminded today that it was a Christian flight crew that was sent off 73 years ago, first being blessed by Christian leadership, to a few hours later kill tens of thousands at Nagasaki, the city with the largest Christian population in Japan, a country that was already attempting to surrender. Christians shout, Christians shoot their own, then and now. Because I remember doing the research back then, because again, apparently, whether it was specifically targeted for that purpose or it simply happened, but apparently the largest Christian community in Japan during the time of World War II, Nagasaki. And a Christian flight crew dropped the atomic bomb on Nagasaki. So was it by intent? Was it somebody's, or was it just circumstances put together? I don't remember. But the irony is, I now have online the picture of Vladimir Zelensky sitting across the table with the Pope in a modest-sized room, so because it's just the two of them. So this is a private meeting. Well, except for the photo, obviously. And it's interesting because I do even have the Vatican press release of it, which doesn't have any details. And, you know, the Ukrainian government is persecuting the Russian Orthodox Church because of the ties to Moscow. You know, and you know, there's this, because it's an often repeated a woman praying, you know, and of course this is an Orthodox thing, but you know, outside the church praying at the building on her knees and whatnot, and people are belittling her. Anyway, but so the attitude towards the Christian you see in Ukraine, and this is the connection to the Roman Catholic Church now. I mean, this is a problem that, you know, tying even just with photos, tying them together, even recognizing them because of the meeting. It's a problem. But then to be reminded that, you know, there was the events around Nagasaki in World War II, it's a problem. You know, where's the Christian community? And then, of course, you know, there is the... and I have to review some of this again because there was some, some inappropriate things done by the Roman Catholic Church during the Third Reich, and I have to review that again. But it was not delightful. But then even more, basically the state sponsored or state affiliated church within the Third Reich. Go Adolf Hitler. They endorsed him. And there was a small kind of, you might say, sort of a break-off group, the Confessing Church, as they were called, which was not a group per se, but individuals or small gatherings saying, no, I'm sorry. Hitler isn't our Lord. Jesus Christ is our Lord. And, you know, I've gone into some depth on that aspect. Anyway, it's a problem, but you know the connection from that voicemail also connected me to, because I mentioned Bring Them Home. This was a video series done by RT, and you know, I just checked on one. They're not on. You know, YouTube censored RT because they've done that for a long time, even before. I mean, it's a pain. So, but I have them, and I need to maybe make some adjustments to make them more easily available. But this is because, you know, when I've done stuff on slavery and things. Did I say I was going to be really short? I did a, you know, I did the, when was that? You know, I did that foundation series and, one of the things that came from that, it was an experiment on my part. I did it. But one time I did talk about the word indropodistase, which is literally to put, you know, put a person under your foot, which is translated, as enslaver. And I did that. And, you know, the picture I used is this young girl. She's in the Ivory Coast, you know, cause of all the, you know, I've got tons of these pictures, but somehow when I looked at her face, the way she looked at the camera, it's kind of like, I wanted to pull her away. She doesn't belong there. I've used her constantly. But I, you know, I talked about, you know, this is where I made the statement, you know, that you can go to Libya and buy slaves easily. And I said, you know, as a Christian, you wouldn't do that. And then I did the correction video. Seriously, go buy a slave. You know, because, and I pointed out then, there are people who do that. You know, because I mentioned Lot, Levite, the Yazidis. I mentioned that fairly recently. The Yazidis, they went to get the people that ISIS captured from their community and either bought them back or stole them. And then they went later to the part of their community that worked with ISIS and annihilated them. You know, it's messy stuff. What slavery does, or and of course this was sex slavery. But you know, I've mentioned because of during the Bring Them Home series, I think it was with that I mentioned this. There's this woman, and then there's another man who in Iraq, and they go get these kids that are orphaned. Take care of them. But the Bring Them Home series was because a lot of people in Dagestan, part of Russia, and of course this is long before the Ukraine thing ever happened. Long before the last year of war. I mean, obviously the war started in the Donbass in 2014. They started killing people in the Donbass, you know, the Ukrainians. Within at that time, Ukraine, they were, you know, that was already happening, but Dagestan is kind of, you know, the southern part, southwest part of Russia, and there's this very strong Islamic population there, and so a lot of people were recruited into ISIS, went into places like Iraq, died in the fighting, and their families. The kids became orphaned. Huge orphanages were there. And the Russians, and you'll see a consistency here. The Russians went to Ukraine, to Iraq, to the orphanages, made the arrangements with the Iraqi government and so forth. And when they had kids with where they found Russians, where there's a relationship, they brought them home. And, you know, the one video I showed where it got up to 95 and apparently went well past that. I don't know what the number eventually became. But as I pointed out, RT has obviously a bigger audience in Russia, even at that time, because at that time YouTube was allowing us in the U.S. to see this stuff. But the bulk, you know, there is a whole bunch of stuff in Russian that's broadcast there. And what they did is they went to these orphanages and went to the people of Russia and said, you know these people. And there's this picture of an older couple. They saw the picture of the kids and said, that's my kid, my grandchild. And sometime later, they had their grandchild at home. And they went back a year later to the same family and, you know, did a follow-up story. And when I did the video about that, the thing that really got to me is, as I stated back then, I know those kids better than my own. So the picture that I'm planning to use today is a little girl. Says she cried. She's referring to somebody else. But that face is more familiar than my own kids. Does it get to you? And then you know, the when I've done the study of World War II and the institutional church's relationship, both the Roman Catholic and the Protestant, to the Third Reich. And it's, no, don't go here. But in a very real sense, what's the difference between the institutional church and the U.S. military, especially when they're blessing the efforts to go with a nuclear bomb to destroy the largest Christian community in Japan? What's the difference? So when you see, and he is a puppet, you know, just like it's often described as Joe Biden is a puppet. Yes, sure. So is Vladimir Zelensky. He's put there because, you know, it is, you know, I've discussed this about democracy. You know, when you had the monarchy, you had a target, you know. But with democracy, you can put a figurehead up there and the control is hidden. So the figurehead's being attacked, but the people who are actually controlling, typically you don't even know who they are. It's interesting, the gentleman that I've talked with, that I've done several things, Dan Dix, he's in Portugal right now because the Bilderberg Conference is happening as of today, tomorrow, whatever. Because it's groups like that who have more influence than the political leadership. And there's several of them. And a lot of them are just, even then, it's not what happens in the meeting per se, but what happens in the, it's what happens in the relationships. That's where I think the power really is. But anyway, and then of course the real power is collective by itself, but that's a whole other subject, and I said it was going to be short. The institutional church back then is no different than now. And as I pointed out, when you look at you know, the obvious Matthew 23, where Christ does not say favorable things about the religious leadership of the day, the scribes and Pharisees. I would suggest scribes, the people who write today, theology. What's the difference? I would suggest basically none. The difference of the Pharisee. What is the Pharisee? It was a sect. It wasn't Judaism per se. It was a sect. What's the difference between the Baptists, the Presbyterians, the Roman Catholics, etc.? What's the difference? I would suggest nothing. Somebody argued, and even in the video I linked, because I just watched it, I mentioned the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. And that's 2019. And when I was at the farmer's market today, we had the same dialogue. I used the same line because we had a good dialogue on theology. I'm tired. I am grateful. Apparently, I may be stable. Hopefully, be back to work. Hopefully, I will do what I plan to do at the 1st of May, long ago, and try to get people testing things in the next few days. Stuff I've been trying to do for years has been delayed and delayed and delayed. And part of the big problem is doing it alone. And I really think one of the issues is, you know, I was at the farmer's market, a lady pulled up and I forget how the conversation goes. Yeah, what do you do? Oh, I do software. And what kind? I mean, she had a follow-up question, which I thought was interesting. And I don't think I did it well. I did talk about communication security and so forth, but because I really think, you know, my heart's with Shofar Books, but that's still, I don't have a clean way to explain that. And again, there's no money in it. But with the storage model that would be behind shofar leaks, there's money in it. There's serious money in it. But I need to find somebody. You know, I can't do it alone. But the issue is, I'm trying to think, how do I say this simply? And I really think, what do I work on? I'm working on software to support the whistleblower, the sex slave, and those seeking reconciliation. Because that's what Shofar Leaks is for. And it's kind of like, if you're hearing that for the first time, whistleblower, sex slave, reconciliation, what? You know, how? And I need to make that simple message and get it out to maybe get somebody to say, either I don't see how they connect, and, you know, I want to know how they connect, or one of those issues, that's a big deal to me. I want to know more. I got to find that. I really got to find that. Because I got to stop making the stupid mistakes that are costing time, more time and more time. I'm running out of time. Obviously, tomorrow is an emotionally difficult day, probably. Knowing that last night I got an encouraging email, text message from Chris, encouragement, which was delightful. This morning, to say to myself not to fall into a trap, I didn't do my normal 512 jumping jacks to start the day. I did a continuous 1,024. And it wasn't a problem. I am concerned that my 3 score and 10 is coming. But the 67-year-old guy did 1,024 continuous jumping jacks this morning. It gives me hope that on December 8th, and that's why I sent the card to George today, on December 8th of this year, I'll be at the top of Big Frog Mountain doing my 1,000,000th. I set that goal because I want to demonstrate to my kids mostly and to my wife what conviction does, what stamina does, and what it is not to give up. Because that's the model I'm trying to set on not giving up on reconciliation. So here was my real short visit. My lady, my wife. An early happy anniversary. I love you and I want you back.